Hi, Elise Castle.
Hey, Mike Jensen.
So we are here today to discuss The Big Journey.
The Big Journey. And I wrote down probably have something with going to see Big or Big yeah. coming home. We know this big wordplay.
Yeah. But hold on.
Oh.
So this is the only, this is not really necessarily a new but hold on. Mm-hmm. But something that I feel like I need to clarify because I didn't realize. We talked last week about how I had just received my Blu-ray of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And we had also discussed how in a previous episode, the woman who played Shayna was a dancer in Chicago. She was Pop.
Six.
Yeah, she was Pop. Like, that was, she played that character in the movie.
Wow.
And I don't know how I didn't, but like, instantly watching, you're like, oh, that's you. She's an incredible dancer.
Well, unless it was me, I would be like, who's that? Because I don't know anyone.
Anyways, just wanted to clarify.
Okay, and guess what? Else kind of a butthole done. Last week episode, we talked about Mary Testa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and last night.
Last night, I saw Oklahoma on Broadway. Mary Testa wins that show.
She is very, very good.
Yeah, I just mean, like, she's very good. Like, yeah. I really enjoyed the show, but I was just, the idea, you know, you would think with her lines and the way she delivers them that they rewrote the script for her, but they didn't.
We'll have a whole long conversation about it outside of this podcast. It is a production that I'm very, very glad I saw. I have no idea if anyone listening to this that lives in New York will have a chance to see it, but it is a very interesting production.
And Mary Testa deserves that Tony nomination.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Susan Meisner, for the record, was Shayna, also Pop. So,
Mary Testa.
The Big Journey originally debuted September 1st, 2002, written by Michael Patrick King, directed by Michael Engler. We've discussed him a few times. He directed Time and Punishment, mm-hmm. featuring Susan Meisner as Shayna. Just going to say her name one more time. And My Motherboard, myself. He's going to do the next episode and several next season. I think that I had referred to the fact that he directed a few Downton Abbeys. What I didn't realize is he's directing the upcoming movie of Downton Abbey. Yeah, so there you go. So, recap. Are we the new bachelors? Carrie's book tour takes her to San Francisco, where she hopes to have a casual encounter with Mr. Big. Samantha, bored by New York, joins Carrie on her cross-country train trip in search of the unexpected and turns up at an unexpected bachelor party. Back in New York, Charlotte gets down to some legal briefs and finds herself in a sex-only affair with a not-her-kind-of-guy. And Miranda doesn't do very much. That's not in the description, but it kind of occurs to me as I'm reading it.
And Skipper's not here. Yeah.
So we have, you know, one night, four ladies in the East.
Yeah, and I saw the guest starring Chris Noth, so I was like, clocked it. Yeah, there so four ladies, sorry.
No, they're just discussing going what? Basically, Carrie's going to San Francisco on a book tour. Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go to the Upper West Side. Suddenly you're going to San Francisco?
They're making me, apparently, I'm very big in San Francisco.
You mean Big is in San Francisco.
And also,
guys, I need to have sex. It's been too long lately. I've been having these dreams where I run up to complete strangers and just start kissing them.
It's the underlying storyline of this whole thing is that, like, Carrie's desperate to have sex.
Right.
Okay. It was just, I don't know how I feel about that storyline. I mean, the fair point is made, she could just go across the room.
Right, and then they talk about those guys, and they say, cute, 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 that's what they say, cute, 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 that's what Charlotte says, and then Samantha says, boring, boring, boring. There's four men. What about the fourth guy? What is he?
I don't even know. That's how boring he is.
Yeah. Is he cute? Is he boring? Or is he just like there?
So I guess what it is to me, well, I guess we can maybe cover it when we get there. I don't necessarily think that she just wants to have sex.
No. The same way that she just didn't want to discuss financial problems when she went to his office.
Right.
Boring, boring, and boring. Like these scallops.
Look at those scallops, look really good.
Yeah. Everyone else at the table has just a mound of, like, dull mixed greens, and she's like, my scallops are boring.
Yeah.
And she's in a toga.
Sounds to me like you might be experiencing a been there, done them existential crisis.
It's not me. It's New York.
We kind of also discussed, like, women going to prostitutes.
No. Only in bad screenplays and first novels.
And for the record, there are women that do go to prostitutes. It's less... I think it's that men are easier at fooling themselves into thinking that, like, the other person is enjoying this too.
Or I think that men... Yes, I don't know. I honestly do not know any woman that has ever gone to a prostitute. And I do know of men that have. gone to both male and female prostitutes or escorts. I'm sorry.
Sex workers.
Yeah. And and by saying no, I'm using that as like not even like personally no. I'm just talking about like just know of. And I know it happens. I know there are women that do. I feel like there are more, and this could also be terribly wrong, but in my mind, I feel like there's, if a woman, I don't know. I don't know if it's like something where like a woman could find someone and not have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's either,
because I feel like the common denominator, and it's said in here, is like men do usually have more of that like animalistic instinct. Is that the right word?
Sure. I mean, I think there's also a reason why there are more strip clubs for men to go and see right. women than there are for women to go see men. I think that men...
And I want to be clear that I don't think there is anything wrong with a man or a... I don't think there's anything wrong with sex work.
No.
As long as it's all consensual.
Correct.
And...
Agreed.
You know.
So I don't mean it's in
a judgmental
way.
And everyone's there
way.
For
I
the just, right reasons.
But there is a psychology to it. Like,
yeah, and I don't know it. I have a theater degree, and I haven't performed in the life yet. So
right.
until I do that, someday. I don't know enough. Yeah, or Sweet Charity.
So Carrie's going to take a train.
In Sweet Charity?
They're just dancers.
Yeah, tell me about it. That's Grease.
That is Grease.
Hey, cowboy.
We should open a brothel where the men are cute and the sheets are 500 count Egyptian cotton. Samantha, you can be the madam.
Well, at least it's something new.
So Carrie's going to take a train from New York to San Francisco.
A train? Why don't you just fly?
Oh, no. Flying makes me nervous. I get a little uneasy seeing the National Guard go through my makeup case.
I just said a train?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is... In theory, this sounds like a lot of fun to me. I actually really do enjoy taking a train places.
Not for 3 days.
No. And this isn't... I mean, I kind of looked this up. I couldn't find any rooms that were like the rooms that they're in. Like, the rooms that I saw did look a little bit more like a bedroom.
Yeah, my brother and sister-in-law's family have taken trains with sleeper cars many times. And there's,
oh, really?
Yeah. And there's rooms. They have, like, more lay-down beds.
They can be very expensive, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more expensive to take a train. To take this kind of a train from New York to San Francisco would be more expensive than taking a plane.
Yes.
So, whatever. She's just afraid of flying. I think this was also, like, in a post-9/11 world where, right. like, flying was very, very stressful.
Yeah, and then she says, you know, why don't you go with me, Samantha? And I'm thinking, why does everyone have to go with Carrie to everything?
Yeah, I think...
I get it, plot points, but, yeah. like, she's always... L.A.
Yeah, Carrie is an individual that wants company.
Mm-hmm.
I, for the record, really love traveling all by myself. But there are some people that don't like that.
I don't... It depends on how long.
So what time do we leave Sam, New York?
I'm gonna get laid. I'm gonna get laid.
So we get to Carrie writing her column. This is pretty early on in the episode.
Drinking a martini, which she doesn't usually do.
Yeah. Yeah, she's moved on from her sparkling cocktails that she's been doing lately.
Yeah. Are we the new bachelors? I don't think so. I think Carrie just wants to have sex.
Yeah, I also think that, I don't know, I think there are phases in life. I think that, and that, once again, we're making like blanket statements and everyone has different feelings about certain times and ages and places in their life. But I think that one kind of goes through a phase of like, I really want to find someone, or mm-hmm. I really want to settle down. And I think maybe if that doesn't happen in a certain amount of time, maybe you do go into a, well, this is fine. I'm happy being single.
Well, and also I think that we are evolving as a society. So... You know, 50 years ago, a woman of Carrie's age, not married, we would look at and be like,
"Yeah,
what is happening here, ma'am?" And now it's more or less, it's fine. And I'm not just telling myself that.
Unless you're Taylor Swift.
Why?
There was just an interview where someone asked her, like, aren't you ready to settle down and have kids? And she was kind of like, yeah, you would never ask a man that question, which is very true.
No, you wouldn't.
Go Taylor Swift. So we're at the train station.
Mike is like a really big Taylor Swift fan.
I wouldn't say that I'm a really big Taylor Swift fan, but I've thoroughly enjoyed her last two albums.
I don't know anything about her.
So Carrie hasn't told Big that she's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to wait till I get there. You know, hello, guess where I am? Very casual, very la la la.
And she may be getting a pimple.
She might be getting a pimple and she's not going to tell him. I originally thought, well, he's not going to be there, or he's going to be there with like Natasha.
His ex-wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
You never know. So they're at Grand Central.
Yeah, we established that it's a 3-day journey, which mm-hmm. it is. The fastest gets you there in like 76 hours, but it's usually like 82, which is not that big of a difference.
No,
really.
And they're like, it's very 1943 for them.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're definitely setting that up. Like, we're going on a train journey.
All
like,
aboard! Very, yeah, the, you know, hello, sir.
Musical theater reference. Samantha's very excited.
We can make musical theater references. It's a safe place.
It's very on the 20th century, was what I was going to say.
Yeah, choo-choo honeymoon, dames at sea.
They see their first-class sleeper.
We were supposed to have the deluxe first-class sleeper.
This is the first-class sleeper.
And I suppose the regular class sleeps in what, a tuna can?
Where do they sleep, though? Does that roll down?
I think that those chairs, like the armrests probably flip up or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's once again, when I was looking at trains, first of all, what I saw was you wouldn't be on the same train the whole time.
And also you wouldn't be showering over the toilet. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, I'm not sure with that. I didn't see that either. Yeah, it was kind of a strange setup. Yeah, you shower over the toilet.
Or is that just if you take a messy number two?
Either way, it's a train. Anything can happen.
Yeah, who knows? You might miss.
I'm starting to understand why there was a murder on the Orient Express.
So Harry arrives at Charlotte.
Divorce paper delivery.
I thought they'd send a messenger.
Do you know what we would charge you for a messenger to make a 12-block drop?
So a partner personally delivers my divorce papers?
Sure, why not?
It's very hot out. Harry is sweating. I can actually sort of relate to this moment.
And I have not much grosses me out in the world. The two things that gross me out a lot are sweat, like dripping sweat, and zits.
Yeah,
so this episode was hard for me.
I was wondering how you were going to take this one.
That's why I don't take hot yoga, because people are dripping.
Yeah, you just shouldn't be around me in general.
You're usually just like going through your shirt.
Glistening. Yeah, there's just this sort of weird thing. Well, okay, first of all, Charlotte's thinking of selling.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have that feeling of like, what?
After everything we went through to get it?
Well, you know, it's too big for one person, and I'm just putting the word out.
Like, you just got this apartment. Like, you literally just went through the process.
Yeah, why didn't you just ask for money? It would be a lot easier than selling an apartment in New York.
And then Harry's just sweating on the divorce papers, but just, like, staring at her,
smiling.
Yeah,
he's like, let's get you divorced. Like,
it's just,
drip.
Like, awkward. And even the whole thing of, like, then Charlotte is like, you know, how do you like that? And he likes it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Harry, back off, Harry. I don't know. It's kind of weird to me.
Somewhere outside of Pittsburgh, Samantha and I decided to get out of our twin cans and go for a classic train dinner in the club car. I thought there'd be white linen tablecloths and Bing Crosby singing at a piano. Excuse me, table for two, please.
Just sit anywhere that's open.
This doesn't look like a restaurant, Carrie. Like,
no.
It's like when you tried to order a Cosmopolitan from the drive-thru in Suffern.
Except for I think she was kidding in that instance, and I think she really means it here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not what they expected. I think I would just eat in my room.
Yeah, so they're going to share a table with the Amish.
Yeah, and then keep apologizing for all the inappropriate things that they're saying.
Yeah, and saying, like, and then at one point, like, she could take a buggy. But I'm like, and she's like, one martini, please. Like, oh, I'm sorry. That Amish woman's like, listen, if I wanted a martini, I could have a martini.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Samantha sort of references that they're on the train to ugly.
Are you aware every time we stop, good-looking people get off and more ugly people get on?
Yeah, her zit is getting worse and they order martinis. Now, here's my thing.
Number one, they didn't ask all the martini questions.
Yeah, they did not ask all the martini questions. Second of all, I don't know. Does that train serve a martini?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm that person that if I want a martini, I have to look around and see if there are any martini glasses in sight.
Oh, I mean, as someone who used to work on a train. Mind you, I was a performer on a dinner train and it only went back and forth. But yeah, full service.
Interesting.
You know, and it's usually a pretty smooth ride.
For the record, their waiter is Gordon from Sesame Street.
Okay, I knew he was on Sesame Street. I didn't know who he was.
So Harry is showing Charlotte a bachelor pad.
With a lot of remotes.
A lot of remotes. There's a bar in the bedroom.
Surround sound with the multi-disc player.
And we pretty quickly get to Harry is crazy for Charlotte.
Yeah, because she says,
I can't believe that men think it takes all this stuff to get a woman into bed.
What does it take? Charlotte.
What?
I think you are the sexiest woman I ever met.
I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about your lips.
Harry, don't be ridiculous. I'm wearing my glasses. Which I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get contacts. I have contacts. I'm actually wearing them right now. But this is my last pair. So.
Yeah, and she goes for it. Charlotte's in.
Yeah.
It works. So Carrie calls Miranda. So we get a rare Miranda sighting in this episode.
It's me, and it's still bad.
The trip or the pimple?
Both.
I tried to squeeze it somewhere outside Oklahoma.
She tried to give herself a train facial. For the record, I know it grosses you out. I would be that person. Like, if I have a thing like that, it's so hard for me to keep
me
my
too.
Hands
well,
off of it.
I've had an experience, as we know, for the past, like, 7 months with something on my face that finally
exploded.
Oh, gosh.
This thing hasn't started to deflate by Colorado. I'm not even calling Big.
Yeah, someone who used to be Samantha comes to Carrie's room.
Rumor has it a group of guys not resembling the Elephant Man just got on and are having a bachelor party in the bar car. Get dressed.
Yeah, she comes and look like a 1990s Courtney Love. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to her.
Or Rod Stewart. Yeah. I've mentioned people looking like Rod Stewart before.
I just don't know what happened to make her look like that.
She doesn't have her products.
Yeah, she heard a train rumor. I'm not sure how that works either.
Remember Perchick? That's crazy student. Remember at the wedding?
Too much.
When Zeidel married Hoddle.
There's a bachelor party in the bar car.
I can't go anywhere with this pimple.
I got on a train for you. You are going to the bar car with me.
And before we get to that bar, we are with Charlotte at a gay bar with Anthony.
Yeah.
I believe this is XL, the old XL on, like, 16th Street. Yeah, this is the same one that had the men's room with the fish tank in it. So
okay.
We're returning to that location. The lighting looks like that to me. So, yeah, basically she admits that she had sex with someone she doesn't like.
I don't know what happened. He's my divorce lawyer and I don't even like him.
So, some of the best sex I've had is with people I can't stand. Details.
And then she talks about, like, it was a lot of leather. He's like, leather, I get it.
Leather, hot.
Yeah.
And, like, he's had a lot of great sex with guys he can't stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to keep it to just sex talk.
Yeah, so she could never date him, but maybe just sex. And, of course, Anthony has advice for that. And then he yells at the bartender.
Yeah. Hello, where's my drink? He has one.
Yeah, you have a drink. Calm down. It's like people that are like, I need water. And I'm like, well, your glass is half full.
I still can't tell Carrie is pregnant.
You can't?
No, I was looking for it.
She's like literally just wearing baby doll dresses for the entire episode.
Well, can't tell.
So Samantha and Carrie head to the bar car to aggressively throw themselves.
Yeah, they think they are God's gift to women.
Yeah, these guys
are men. Well, probably both.
Well, well, well. Aren't you boys a sight for sore eyes?
Yeah, these guys do not care. These guys are not interested. I will say that I paused for a moment to look at the menu in the background, and one of the items listed is Tic Tac. Do we think that's like a packet of Tic Tacs?
I hope so. Mike Jensen loves to look at a menu.
I really do like looking at a menu.
He wants to make sure he can eat there.
When I go by a restaurant and there's no menu in the window, I'm like, what's your game? Trying to trick me into coming into your restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know if I want it.
Yeah, give me a little preview.
I thought I was looking pretty hot.
You are pretty hot.
Not according to them.
Carrie tries to get someone to flirt with Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to be good. Promised our wives.
This was a weird thread that I almost didn't go down. Doesn't take too much time, but Bachelor number one, the first guy that talks, I was just curious as to see if these guys had done other things. And Bachelor number two has a few credits. Bachelor number one, his name is Robert Peters. He has 141 acting credits, including an episode of Sex and the City, Escape from New York, when they're in L.A.
Oh, funny.
As the announcer.
Okay. Which lovely lady's going to be next?
So, yeah. So, he's been on Sex and the City before.
In L.A. So, he must be an L.A.-based actor, California.
Because
they must have shot this in San Francisco.
I don't think so. I think that he maybe was L.A. and now is in New York, because his other credits seem like New York credits.
Okay.
So, Samantha admits that she's having a midlife thing.
Yeah, it's not New York. It's me.
But she already fucks younger guys and doesn't want a sports car.
God, parking in New York is a bitch.
And it's really interesting, because I find that a lot in life, you know, it's like, well, if I change the outsides, the insides will follow.
Yeah.
Nothing external will fix you.
Yes. And I think in Kimmy Schmidt, they call that babreezing something.
Yeah. And it's like, wherever you go,
there you are. Yeah, absolutely.
So you can, Samantha, leave.
But you're still going to be you when you get there.
Right.
There. Popped it.
Yeah, carries it, making me barf. Can't.
That's
can't,
I actually
can't.
Wrote, were you able to watch this scene?
Yeah, I wrote, Carrie Zitt is also making me barf, sweat and zits, this episode is my nightmare. Mr. Winkle's here.
Oh, they arrive in San Francisco, Lily is there, and so is Mr. Winkle. This was the thing.
All these people came to hear me read.
I'm Carrie.
Yes.
They're not all just for you. Mr. Winkle's here. He's making an appearance right after you.
You're opening for a dog?
I know. They had a chance to get Mr. Winkle and they jumped at it. He's huge on the internet.
Yeah, Mr. Winkle was a big deal.
Oh, really? I thought the dog looked familiar, actually. Mr. Winkle...
Yeah, he was a big deal, like, around this era.
Okay. He
was, like, a rescue dog in Russia.
Oh, wow. R.I.P. Yeah. Grumpy Cat.
Yeah. Aw. R.I.P. Grumpy Cat. They had good lives.
I'd rather spend time with Mr. Winkle than Carrie at this point.
I like him as a duo. I like that she's opening for a dog. I'm dying to know who had the off-screen line. Hi, Lily. It's like just a background thing that she has. But like no actor was right there. Like that was just a.
And I also like that Mr. Winkle's fan base is like middle-aged men.
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me.
You know, thanks, but don't even waste your energy. You know, go back to the hotel and get in that giant tub and relax. I'll see you later. We'll have a meal.
Later? Aren't you going to call Big?
Between the pimple and the puppy, I'm not up for it.
Yeah, I wrote, Mr. Winkle has great concentration.
This book tour stuff is rough. It's a cute top.
And then she reads, was it Mr. Big? Was it New York? Or was it me? I said it was you.
Does anyone have a question?
Yeah, Carrie's reading, and the only questions are for Mr. Winkle. Until there's one question for her.
Yes, I have a question. This Mr. Big character, does he have a real name?
Yes, but I can't reveal it. I have to protect his privacy.
Carrie arrives to kick Samantha out of the bath.
Samantha! I'm taking a bubble bath!
You have to get out. Can't they go to Mr. Big's place?
Well, I assume that Mr. Big, like, lives in Napa Valley and is not super nearby.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he lives in San Francisco proper. I think he came into the city. It was mentioned, like, why don't they just go to the room that Carrie got
right.
for Samantha? I think that this is a couple things. I think one thing, it's a comedy.
He wants to show her, she wants to show him her big space.
I think that's part of it, too. I think that she had an idea of what was going to happen. I don't know where she thought Samantha was going to be in that idea.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit off to me. But I think that this was her idea, that they'd go back to her fancy suite and Mr. Big would see how amazing that she's doing. And
Samantha has that thing you hate. She has soap in her butt and she's getting out of the tub.
Yeah, rinse off.
I'm taking a bath.
I got you a smaller room all to yourself downstairs.
I can't get in another small room.
Please, I have to get laid.
And Carrie also has another corsage. And this one has, like, dangly ribbons. Oh. Yeah, I don't understand all these corsages for Carrie Bradshaw.
She was going for a look. So Big arrives after wandering around the gift shop for an hour.
Did you hide the body?
Yeah. Whatever you made me stay downstairs for. Carrie tries to make opening gum look sexy.
Yeah, Big Red. Why did he give her... Does she have bad breath, or he just was buying something in the gift shop?
Just something in the gift shop.
Nice digs.
This'll set your publisher back, huh?
Yeah. You look good.
So do you, kid.
She attacks him and forces him to swallow his gum.
Right, yeah, almost chokes him.
Yeah, this is quite the turnaround from their last time together, for the record. Like, in the last episode that Big was in, Carrie was so very specifically like, there will be, like, where nothing more is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming over, we're just friends. So this is quite a turnaround to her basically literally throwing herself at him.
We better go. Dinner reservations.
Oh, I'm not hungry.
We have to go. I promised my partners I'd make a little vineyard connection with the restaurant owner. So let's go. We'll have a nice meal and catch up.
Big saw her book at the mall and read it cover to cover.
Wait, he said I saw it next to the real books.
Right. He's kind of being a jerk.
Well, what'd you think?
I had no idea that I hurt you so much.
I had no idea I hurt you so much.
Yeah. This scene takes a turn.
Mm-hmm. And I just kept thinking, and Carrie's like, no, you didn't. I was like, Big is trying to apologize. Let him.
Yeah, and the whole thing of, like, you read my columns, but this is different. This, once again, also gets back to the whole thing of, like, she writes these columns and people read them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thing that I can never quite wrap my brain around. So she has no secrets.
Right. I mean, I'm sure what we see on the TV show isn't everything that goes into the column.
Sure.
And I also, I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the show is fiction.
Yeah,
so
100%. The documentary is Sex and the City. But she plays it as fiction. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, even the column, she's like, it's fiction. It's not real.
And it's exaggerated.
She tries some footsie, but he just can't let go of the book.
Yeah. The bottom of the champagne flute is square.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. It's like one of those things that when they sell them for women where if you're going to, like, a wedding and you're wearing heels and they're outside, you put these little square things at the bottom so you don't fall in the lawn.
You know that chapter about my apartment key? Was I really that big of an asshole?
So back in her room, he's doing a reading.
Yeah.
And this is just, she's just trying to have sex and he's just not going for it.
She's wearing a beach cover up with a big brooch on it.
To cover up her pregnancy.
Yeah, but you can't tell. So they're doing a good job. And he says, it's all my fault.
And she said, you know, like, you were very clear about
it.
Yeah,
she says it was all me.
It's all me. And
finally,
it's
Carrie.
And it's not even a bestseller, which I think is also kind of funny.
When it comes to me, you don't have good judgment. And he keeps saying, page 39, page 39.
Now, please, kiss me. Or at least lie on top of me.
So we get to Charlotte and Harry.
I love making love to you.
And Harry's back.
And Harry's back, yeah. She insists they didn't make love, it was just sex.
Do you think that back...
That's fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they definitely put fake hair on his back.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen that in real life, but that is fake.
Because it doesn't match the front as much.
And I also like her whole thing of, you know, now put your pants on and go.
Yeah. Well, I like that okay? He's like, yeah, and you have a hard dick.
Yeah.
What about dinner Saturday night? We're not a couple. You're just a great F. Does that, that might hurt his feelings?
He seems fine with it.
Is that clear?
Clear.
I mean, you would think it would be the dream. Like, I can just have sex with this woman. I don't have to even take her to dinner.
But he is, like, in love with her.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
See, he's so sweaty, and then he has that back hair. I just can't. Like, it would be, like, spongy, you know? It's just not my thing.
I've tried to make it work. Carrie wakes up the next morning to a wake-up call. I think those are automatic. Whenever there's a wake-up call in a TV show or a film... And the person talks back to the person calling?
No, the front desk used to do them.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't think that's true anymore. I think they just sort of happened like with
right,
a machine
now. Right, but this was a long time ago.
It wasn't a long time ago.
She lost her brooch. The brooch is off the dress.
After my wake-up call, I got my real wake-up call. Thanks to my book, nothing was ever going to happen with Big.
Big is there sleeping with a book on his face.
Mm-hmm. And she's got to go, but yeah, now he's ready.
Now he's ready.
What about last night? All that talk, all those concerns.
Fuck it. You'll need material for the sequel.
And we cut to her reading a column about her freckle. I did have the thought of, like, I wonder why we didn't hear a column that we've heard before. Like, wouldn't this be a great moment of, like, hearing one that we've actually being like, oh yeah, that made it into the book. Like, both of these readings are things we've never heard before. Which is fine. It's not a big deal. I just kind of thought, like, they had wrote new columns for the book. Samantha arrives in the car with the...
Luggage at the car, yeah. Car at the curb.
So, how did it go with Big?
We had sex.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but it was not as simple as I had hoped.
Well, what does that mean?
The question and answer section of this reading is now over. I'll tell you on the train.
Train? Get real. American Airlines, first class, and some value.
Samantha likes a pill.
Yeah.
And Carrie sort of, you know, brings up the midlife thing, and Samantha's, who's midlife? And I want to be like, you are. I'm midlife. One of my favorite lines from Postcards from the Edge, where she's like,
Ma, I'm middle-aged.
I'm middle-aged.
How many 120-year-old women do you know?
Anyway, and then we get that it's not the journey, it's the destination, which is what I tell everyone about Lost.
But not about Game of Thrones, apparently.
Someone had told me that was the destination.
You guys, I've only seen one episode.
And they're fine. You saw the best of it. You're good. And that's it.
That's it.
We only have one more episode.
I noticed that.
Yeah, we're coming
I
to the end.
That.
Season 5 is very short.
Yeah, I couldn't help but wonder. This happens to me every week.
I couldn't help but wonder what Samantha thought was going to happen at that bachelor party.
Yeah.
Just turns into a sudden bachelor train of a different kind.
Yeah.
Woof. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I couldn't help but wonder what made the club sandwich so safe to eat.
Yeah, I did wonder about that, too.
Because Carrie asks the waiter, what's safe to eat? He's like, the club sandwich.
I'm assuming that means that there's not a lot of that goes into making
What's wrong with the Tic Tacs?
I don't know.
Stay away from those, ma'am.
All right, one more episode, and then we're done with season 5. And
yikes.
Then we can talk about season 5 a little bit more.
Okay.
There's a word I can't think of right now. I'll think of it for next week.
All right. Keep thinking.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You can visit us at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Instagram, all at wecouldn'thelpbutwonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWpodcast. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. Special thanks to Patrick Hines. Make sure you check out theaterpodcastproductions.com to see all the work that he does. We would love it if you would share this podcast with someone. Put a link on Facebook or tell a friend. Take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review. And don't forget to change your settings to play in sequential order. Join us next week for the Season 5 finale, I Love a Charade, as well as our Season 5 recap.
Carrie needs to feel the weight of a man, and then Miranda suggests that they open a brothel, with Sam being the madam.
Right.
That happens before they talk about the train ride. That's why.
Yeah, but that was us talking about women going
right,
to
Right, but we just can't skip over the fact that Samantha would be a perfect madam.
She would be good. I could see that.
Miss Samantha's no-no rules. That's from Whorehouse.
Yeah. Too many. We're cutting. No more musical theater references. We're done for the episode. You use them all up in the first 7 minutes. At least it's not going to have anything to talk about for the rest of the podcast.
It was Mr. Big.
Yep. And she can't reveal his name because it's not the finale yet.
Spoilers.